Who would you rob if you were Nick? If you were like a totally just
soulless,
soulless moralist?
I don't know.
Whose style do you love?
The Indigo Girls. Okay. I would raid their closets. They have all the clothes I love.
Done. But you would never.
I would never.
Never.
Hi, Julian Benzavalli.
Hello, Patrick Hines.
Hey, fam. Join us on the Patreon. Yeah. Over 300 full ad-free bonus episodes to download a binge right this second.
Yeah, so it's all the stuff we do on the regular feed. You can get that ad-free. And you can also get, like, the long-form series that we do. We're, like, blowing through some crazy ones right now.
So, like, what are the recent ones we've done?
Captive Audience about Stephen Stainer.
The Stephen Stainer, Carrie Stainer case. Wild and bizarre.
We're doing House of Hammer.
Oh, and we're going to do Pepsi Where's My Jet.
We're doing Pepsi Where's My Jet. We're doing Killer Sally.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but we recently did, like, Bad Vegan and Puppet Master.
And also tons of video content. So tons. Our live show in Boston when we did Class Action Park. If you haven't seen that, you need to. I love it when it pops up in the Facebook group and someone's like, I just decided to watch Class Action Park tonight.
Yeah, like doing my laundry or like cooking dinner.
Totally.
With us.
Our live show from Obsessed Fest Year One with all the dancers. We covered Killer Roll.
We did Killer Roll. That was Keith Dateline. Morrison. Keith.
You guys, you can see me get booed off the stage when I compare Keith Morrison to Freddy Krueger.
Yeah, it's not good. I don't know why I keep bringing it up.
I don't know. It's not a good 1,500 look. People booed me. It was wild.
It was wild.
Also, please come to Obsessed Fest Year 2.
Yeah, why
it's
don't you?
In Dallas, Texas, October 20th to the 22nd. So many people made friends in Year 1. People left with friend groups. If you're thinking about coming solo, do it. We're doing solo traveler meetups. You just get absorbed right away into the frenzy, into the fun.
We're having a nice time.
Yeah.
Into the frenzy, into the fun.
Yeah.
I like that.
It's going to be all of your favorite podcasters, people from the documentaries, directors of some of these crazy documentaries as well. It's just going to be, it's like a super fun weekend. Why not?
Yeah, let's do it.
You know? And finally, I'm still on my book tour. I'm traveling around the country reading a chapter of my book. We're playing a game. It's a wild party.
That's right.
Fun night.
It's another fun frenzy or whatever
it's
you
just
say. Frenzy of fun.
It's a frenzy of gay fun.
Not unlike yourself.
Thank you so much. All right, girl, what are we talking about today?
All right, so we're talking about the second half of the second episode of The Bling Ring. So we did that thing where we split it up. So we're doing like the second half of episode 2 and 3 in one episode. That makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, we're back with Audrina from, what was it called? The Hills or whatever, the OC?
Laguna Beach, yeah, The Hills. They fucked with the wrong reality star, let me tell you.
I gotta tell you, like, I don't know anything about those reality shows or whatever. This woman, I love her.
Yeah.
We watch her watching the video of them ransacking her house. She's like, this is fucking making me sick. It's like they went shopping in my closet.
And that's, I mean, they would, like, say that. I mean, Nick says when they would rob Paris's house, it was like, you know, they considered it their own personal ATM. So that's kind of exactly what was happening.
So she turns over the surveillance video to the cops. They're saying they have, like, really clear images of their faces.
Yeah.
They're going to fucking get these guys.
Right. Because they're not, now they're not just stealing, like, jewels and designer bags. They're stealing family heirlooms. And that's when it gets, like, you have to shut up about the, like, we just wanted what they wanted. We wanted their designer bags.
Yes.
You didn't want Audrina's great-grandmother's engagement ring.
No.
That's not what this is about. So stop.
No, but Detective Greg is smart because he's like,
TMZ appealed to a younger generation. So it would make sense to give TMZ the first look at the CCTV in order to get these individuals identified.
They give the surveillance video to TMZ. I get it.
I know.
Damned if you do, damned if you don't.
It's
if you
true.
Don't, you're not going to catch these guys. If you do, you're going to give them exactly what they want, which is attention.
Right. Which is like, oh, no, no, no pictures. Meanwhile, they're posing and telling the cops where they are.
But, you know, Nick sees it on TMZ because all the times that they robbed Paris, nothing ever happened. Now he's seeing the video of them robbing Audrina on TMZ and Nick is terrified.
And Alexis didn't see it because she was, quote, too busy manifesting her career with her mom.
She completely...
I can't tell if that's her being so unbelievably unaware of herself or if that's a sick burn to her mother.
I think
it was a sick burn.
I don't know. I think the mother was having them, like, the mom's not letting her go to school. She's, quote, homeschooling her, sending her down into LA to do underage, like, sex work.
Yeah. Well, like, just very pornographic photos.
Yes.
Which, I mean, I guess is one and the same, really.
And then, like, standing in the kitchen chanting and manifesting for their fucking Church of the Secret. We should really start a church. Why haven't we done that? Tax exempt and all that? Not that I know what that means.
Then we do it right, though. Oh, yeah, tax exempt. You know, we'd have to, it's a lot of work.
I guess.
Which is why everyone does everything the shady way.
I know.
Not as much work. So this guy, Dan Levy, not to be confused with Dan Levy from Schitt's Creek.
Absolutely
two very different
not.
People.
Yes.
And they say their names differently. They spell it exactly the same. Very
it's
confusing.
True.
My heart dropped for a second. But Dan Levy meets Alexis and Tess on some shitty movie set and pitches them a reality show.
Which is like all of the young women who are like them. This is their dream come true. All they want to
do their mother.
And their mother. All they want to do is be the Kardashians. And this guy, Dan Levy, is like, oh, I can actually try to make that happen.
And some producers who we'll meet in a little bit are like, everyone wanted the three sister angle. So they were like three, just like the Kardashians, right?
Meanwhile, Tess is not related to them, but she's living there.
Right. And so now this is where we get a lot of stories where, and mostly two stories. Andrea is like,
oh, no. That's not what I'm interested in. I'm interested in doing real acting.
My mom was pretty excited about it. I have no recollection of her being like, now, girls, I don't think so.
Alexis and her DNA sister are just like, it was all my mom's idea. She fucking loved it. She was like eating
pushed
this up. It was her dream.
It. Yes, 100. And the mom's like, I wanted to do real acting. No, you didn't want anybody to put a camera on you for any reason.
And then she's like, wait, I could teach the law of attraction on TV. I'm in. Meanwhile, I'm like, Oprah's been doing that for 10 years, lady. So meanwhile, with Nick, the Audrina robbery kind of goes away in his mind, right?
I mean, it kind of, it doesn't go away legally, but like, it's only on the news for a minute and then like they move on
to
the next.
Thanks, TMZ. No one gives a shit anymore.
It's true.
So they choose, I mean, they didn't talk about like the irony of this, but they end up choosing Rachel Bilson from The OC,
which is the show. That's the scripted show.
That I never watched. Yeah. But that was on like Fox or something.
Right.
Not to say Laguna Beach wasn't scripted as all get out.
Right. You have strong opinions on this.
Well, but Spencer now is like on, Spencer was on The Hills and now he's sort of saying like The Hills was like super, super scripted and they would take like audio from other scenes and edit them. Like he's sort of spilling all the tea now. But regardless.
Listen, Lisa Kudrow yelled at him one time at a party and
she
at a party, she told Heidi Montag to get out of this relationship. He's going to kill you.
He's going to kill you?
According to Spencer, that's what Lisa Kudrow. Why do I know more about TikTok than you now?
We're on different sides of TikTok.
Although we will meet at Bear TikTok.
We'll meet at Bear TikTok and Raccoon Talk.
Raccoon Talk.
I send
is
you
good.
Raccoon Talk now. Our algorithms are going to be synced.
Totally. We're finally on the same cycle.
We're on the same cycle. Ashley and I are all the time. Like, I'll send her something and she's like, I was teaching. I was just about to send that to you. Like, now our For You page is exactly the same.
Raccoon Talk. Anyway, they decide they're going to target this Rachel Bilson person, who I don't know who that is.
Right. She's beautiful. She was on The OC. She's an actor. But it's weird. Like, I never watched the show, but it was like, it's just so funny that they're like, they robbed Audrina from The Hills.
Yes.
That was like based on a spinoff that was based on The OC.
Totally.
And no one's talking about it.
I do think that these kids, the area of focus of like the people in the world that they pay attention to is probably pretty small. It's all the pretty people in their bikinis.
Right. And like Rachel Bilson was like a Hollywood actor.
Exactly.
So she wasn't just like a reality star or quote famous for being famous, as they say.
Yeah.
So they see it as like, we're moving up in the world.
Well, and they decide that like, so the night that they're going to rob her, they have to play it cool. They go to another party just to like be seen and have an alibi.
Oh, and they also just to get fucked up. They're on booze and coke.
He literally says, Nick says, I got too drunk, so I did coke to sober up.
And he says, and I'm like, oh God, the fucking privilege, you asshole.
I was driving along at like 80 to 90, like speeding. A cop saw us. I get lit up behind me. We were like, fuck. If you run into a cop, lean on the coke. It'll make you appear sober.
Lean on the coke, because then you'll appear sober. Don't do that.
No.
Don't do any of that.
I don't even know what it means to lean on the coke.
I don't know either, but I'm assuming like whatever you're feeling in the coke, like hype you up and then balance out the drunkenness.
And they also say like this cop pulls him over. He's fucking drunk and high on coke, and the cop gives him a warning and lets him go. Get that guy back on the road. We need him on the road.
You're a white guy in a nice car.
Exactly.
Off you go. So sorry to bother you.
So they get to Rachel Bilson's house. Rachel Bilson left a window open. Why? Like, it's not her fault. You should be able to leave a window open, but like, oh my God.
I know. Oh my
They're
God.
Always right about whose door's gonna be open.
We also don't get the stories of whose window wasn't open.
I guess that's
There's
true.
There's gotta be somebody that they tried to get.
That
like
one
Spencer.
Time they tried to like break into Sybil Shepherd's house.
Right. Or what's his name from the other guy from The OC? Whatever. Someone else
the
from
wrong
something.
Guy.
Who was
if
famous
it's not a Golden Girl, if they tried to break into B. Arthur's house, I'd be right there.
You'd be
you
ready
know
to go.
B. Arthur had that fucking shit locked down like Fort Knox.
Like Britney's house.
Yeah.
Christina?
Sure.
Any member of NSYNC?
Totally.
So they climb through an unlocked window and everything is designer and it's so organized.
And they're, right, it's a Steve Tipton closet if ever I've seen
right,
one.
But it's like Chanel and Louis Vuitton and like Birkin bags.
I mean, they're saying that some of these bags are worth more than actual bricks of gold.
How much is it worth? How much is a brick of gold worth?
I have no idea.
Oh, but the Birkin bags were like $8,000 and I'm sorry, they're ugly as shit.
They are really ugly.
But
they
it was like what it means to have one.
Exactly.
You know? And then they just like gave it to Rachel Bilson. And, you know, whatever, good for her. It's
but
Hollywood.
They're like ransacking her house.
We were getting more comfortable. Rachel had to use the restroom. So she used the restroom. It was quick. It was like a sneak a poop, you know?
She pooped her Rachel Bilson's ass.
From the adrenaline. And I'm like, no, I've never done cocaine.
Yeah, yeah, no.
Because
same.
I have it on personal authority that once you do cocaine, you turn into the worst version of yourself.
And you also know that, like, you know that I lived in fear of somebody forcing me to become addicted to drugs.
Shoving cocaine up your nose.
Shoving cocaine up. So that I would be theirs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? then you got to do what they tell you because they own you.
Oh, you're beautiful tropical fish.
Look, the Nancy Reagan Just Say No campaign really worked on me.
Oh, did it?
I stayed up late. I cried
to
my
gay?
Mother.
Damn it, she's so pissed. Oh, it worked on a gay. They don't care about them.
Rock Hudson was her best friend.
Ugh, give me a break.
No, what I'm saying is, like, she treated him horribly.
Right. Yeah. But, like, she also knew, like, gay people.
We don't have time for this.
Okay. it's a $220,000 heist.
We're not going to talk about, we're moving right on from the poop.
You want to talk about this Rachel asshole taking a shit at an actress? Fine.
He calls it a sneaky poop.
He calls it, because it was, like, quick.
I guess. Can you imagine, like, breaking into B. Arthur's house and you're like, and I got to poop?
I think cocaine makes you poop. Again, I don't know.
Oh, God.
I've just had people do horrible things to me while they were on cocaine. I don't know if they were pooping. God. Nick and Alexis are talking about their friendship, and now we get two very different stories from two very unreliable narrators.
Yeah.
Nick says, we're getting closer and closer. Alexis, I barely knew the guy.
Alexis says,
in total, we probably partied like 5 or 6 times, and I had a fun time, right? We got drunk, we got fucked up, we drove home.
Drive home.
Home. You know how that makes me crazy.
I can't. What are you talking about?
Especially because they have so many, like, hundreds of dollar bills from Paris's house. Call a cab. They want to drive the Mercedes. They want to drive the, they want to see and be seen,
it's
but they want to be hammered and put people's lives at risk and kill themselves and maybe somebody else.
Who do you believe here? You believe Alexis or Nick?
I believe Nick more.
That, like, they actually were getting closer and closer.
Yeah. I mean, because
the photo evidence, like, would show that they were.
Alexis goes, he was just like a valley kid.
The fucking,
now, I don't know what that means.
The shade, the valley,
but the
shade.
Tone.
I know.
Just like some valley kid.
It's like a valley kid.
I believe Nick because we do get, like, video of them, like, hanging out. And,
yes.
And Alexis ends up staying at Nick's place for some time.
Yeah, and Nick is, like, describing how Rachel would take whatever she wanted from Paris's closet. He would then drive over to Alexis's house, and her and Tess would, like, get the leftovers.
Right. And so, like, the thing is, like, Nick was going over there and giving them designer clothes to, like, buy their friendship.
Yes.
They were superficial. He was low. It really worked out well for all of them.
It's true.
To be honest. So Alexis, now we get this, like, back and forth.
Yeah.
Alexis, I had no idea where everything came from. Nick, she knew exactly where it came from. Alexis, wait, I'm sorry. Netflix, are you telling me that Nick wasn't a stylist?
Right.
To which Nick goes, Alexis, you're insane.
But they obviously don't speak because they are speaking through Netflix at this point.
And I think maybe, I mean, we learned that Alexis was doing a lot of drugs at the time.
Yes.
I'm sure her memory is foggy.
Yes.
But I, at this moment, I hate to say it, I believe what Nick says much more than Alexis in terms of their friendship.
And anybody who says, like, I was so fucked up, I don't remember, but let me tell you exactly what happened. You can't have it both ways, Alexis.
Yeah,
I kind of like you,
but I can tell you exactly what didn't happen.
Right, exactly.
Alexis. And then, like, everyone knew he wasn't a stylist except dummy fucking Andrea, the mom, who's like, oh, the girls are just getting clothes for their portfolio.
Exactly.
For their pornography
She's
shoots.
She's also looking the other. She knows this shit is stolen.
Of course. Shut up, Andrea.
Totally. Speaking of trash, now we meet Jennifer and Amber, the producers. These women are horrible. They are horrible people.
My name's Jennifer Gardner. I'm an executive producer showrunner.
My name is Amber Mazzola, and I ruin people's lives.
I ruin people's lives?
I mean,
oof,
what on earth?
Amber.
And we are just getting started because remember we mentioned that, like, they wanted to make a reality show with this guy, right? E is actually interested in this. And these are the producers who are, like, working on a pilot for E.
And so the reality show happens.
Yes.
It's called Pretty Wild.
Yes.
Because they're pretty and they're wild. Get it? E was really forefront. They almost actually had Nick on the show because he was going to be, like, the gay best friend.
But he was, like, just coming out and not super comfortable with that. So he, like, basically gets cut.
Right. But, like, that just goes to show you that they were, like, casting characters.
And that Nick and Alexis were close enough that they considered him for the fucking TV show.
Right. So now, in the middle of this, like, everyone's saying, like, we all just wanted to be famous, whatever it took.
Yeah.
This is when we learn that everything was really a nightmare. Like, Alexis hates her mother.
Yes.
And Andrea is admitting that she was the worst. And I think I think she's still terrible.
Yeah, she's definitely owning up to stuff. And she's also saying that, like, for the show, we were pretending that we were this, like, super tight unit. But Alexis is like, my mom was controlling. She was shaming. My mom's own mental health wasn't good. She says her mother calls her the C word on camera.
Yeah.
Like, this is not a mother who's interested in being a mother. This is a mother who's interested in being best friends.
And also famous.
Yes.
Like, that comes first.
Yes.
Or any clout that, like, her hot teenage daughters can give her in this porno shoot, which I'm sorry, like, those aren't my words, but, like, it was lingerie shoots. Yes. They were 16.
Yeah, and the mom cops to it.
I was a narcissistically driven woman during those years. And so my way of being in relationship with other people, including my daughters, was to sort of make them dependent on me. I mean, I was smoking weed with the girls back then. Totally. Like, it was all about them not abandoning me.
It was all about my kids not abandoning me.
Uh-huh.
I had to be whoever I thought they wanted me to be so they would stick around. But, like, meanwhile, it's just turning toxic.
Yeah. I'm not a mother, but that's also not what a mother does.
No. You got to be a parent.
Hashtag not a mother for that. That's not mother behavior.
No.
And Alexis smokes Oxy for the first time.
Yeah. And becomes, like, immediately addicted, which is what Nancy Reagan said would happen. I'm not making light. I'm telling you it's true.
No, Nancy Reagan said you'd try weed.
Right.
Nancy Reagan read the book Go Ask Alice way too many fucking times.
Go Ask Alice is in my book too.
I reread it recently, like 3 months ago.
I once dressed up in drag for my 7th grade class to give them a lecture about not doing drugs. I dressed up as Alice. I did. But Alexis does become addicted immediately.
She does. Of course, that's what I mean by different.
Yeah.
You can't get addicted to weed.
Right.
Oxy is a very different animal.
Right.
So Alexis says this thing that's fucking heartbreaking. She says smoking Oxy for the first time was like the warmth and hug of a loving parent.
And when you hear people who suffer from addiction to opioids and heroin, which is that's what they say.
Right.
That's what it feels like.
Right. And so Andrea is like,
they were doing some drugs that I wasn't ever familiar with. My drugs of choice were hallucinogenics and cocaine.
My faves were hallucinogenics and cocaine. What's with this Oxy, besties?
And this,
I'm like, Andrea,
that's
fuck off.
That's so enraging because, like, nothing happened in that house without Andrea knowing about it. She knew. She knew. She just, like, couldn't blow up the TV deal.
And what Andrea doesn't say here is, I was terrified for my daughter. The world stopped. I wanted to take care of her and help her.
Right.
Andrea was more concerned. She goes, this was scary. I mean, we had a reality show
to
film.
The fucking Andrea. Dina Lohan of it all. Like, that's all I could think about this whole time. Selling your kid out so you could get, like, the spillover fame.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You know what I also learned today?
What?
It's Lohan.
I know. I did know that.
I know.
According to Andrea and Alexis, Andrea asks Tess to move out because she thinks she's the bad influence. And so Alexis goes with her and they go and live with Nick. Alexis, you guys were best friends.
There's, like, a video taken by Alexis being like, hey, Nick, I'm in your house.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, girl.
Living in your basement.
So Nick is now saying, whilst Alexis was living with me, she really super wanted to rob houses, but Nick, quote, didn't want to expand the enterprise. Nick, sweetheart, this does not work.
I know.
This does not work. Stop calling it work.
I know. You're not going to go public, Nick, all right?
The only work that happened was Audrina Patridge opening the window and not locking it. That was the work that was done
here. And I will
say,
probably dragging Audrina's, like, 80-pound suitcase down the stairs you walked up earlier, it was probably a little heavy.
Fine.
Probably a little heavy.
Expand the enterprise.
I know. It's so crazy because, like, she's saying he wanted me in. He's saying I didn't want her in. But then he's also saying, like, no, but she equally did this with us.
The truth is in the middle,
it's
ladies.
It's just wild.
So Orlando Bloom is the next victim. And he is the most high-profile person thus far.
Is it not insane that we're talking about Orlando Bloom right now?
It is insane.
You know what I mean?
You know, he was doing Lord of the Rings, the Pirates movies. Like, he was a huge star.
Nick is also dealing with the fact that Rachel, his, like, best friend, is kind of moving on from him.
Rachel wanted to bring her friend Diana. I felt like a little traded in, like she traded me in for a different model. But, you know, if you're going to bring Diana, then I'll bring someone else in. I'll bring Alexis, even though I've been avoiding it, you know? So, begrudgingly, I brought her.
Because I'm super jealous of Diana, I'm going to bring a friend too.
Oh my God. It's so fucking
the
politics here.
They're still so fucking high school.
I know.
That's when you realize, like, these kids are they're kids.
Yes. And Alexis is now saying that she was too fucked up to really remember much of this night, which I think is a little convenient.
Right. And now Nick is saying she was sober, and I don't believe she was sober.
Yeah.
So I don't, something, they were all fucked up on everything. That's how they got the adrenaline to do all this.
Right. So they meet outside of Orlando Bloom's house. This is so wild to say that.
Orlando Bloom's house.
They meet outside of his house. Alexis says she didn't know it was his house. Nick is like, she totally knew it was his house. Like, we just get the diverging stories.
Yeah.
They go into his house. They rob him blind. Nick goes right for the closet. that steals all of his clothes and Rolex watches.
Well, Nick is thrilled because according to Nick, he and Orlando Bloom have the exact same body type.
I know.
So Nick's like, finally, something I can wear.
The thing is, we see Nick in this blue, what do you call that? Like a scarf?
Like, one of these bad
what
boys?
Do you call, what do you call that thing?
It's a black scarf.
It's a scarf. Yeah. We see him in this blue scarf that he wears in every picture. I know. But, like, I've seen Orlando Bloom wear that same scarf.
Oh, my God, really?
Yes, I've seen pictures of it. So, anyway, Rachel and Nick.
All of a sudden, I hear, oh, my God, big score. Like, 10 Rolex watches and, like, $5,000 in cash in an envelope. We didn't tell Alexis about the Rolexes and the cash because we didn't want to share them with her because we didn't want her there anyway.
They don't want to tell Alexis about it because they don't want to share it with her.
Well, also, wait a second. It's a $550,000 heist.
Is it really?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes. So they're not only are they robbing people who are more famous,
yeah,
but they're, like, taking more stuff.
Yeah. I mean, like, those Rolex watches could be $70,000 each. There was 10 of them.
Right.
You know?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
So now, according to Andrea, the shitty mom we all hate,
yeah,
Alexis calls her and is like, Mom, Nick is doing scary things with scary people. Can I please come home? No.
Right. But also Amanda says, yes, come home. Doesn't ask a single other question.
Right. Well, first of all, Alexis has been getting wasted with 30-year-old men since she was 12 years old.
Yes. Oh, my God.
And also,
Also,
I thought she didn't know anything about anything.
Right.
So what is the scary stuff with scary people?
And it's also like, at this point, it's all been adjudicated. Like, if you're sitting down for the interview, whatever your punishment
this
is
what I'm saying.
Well, just be honest with us, Alexis.
And so Andrea's like, and I didn't ask a single question, but it felt dark.
Right.
I looked at my vision board. I just saw the word opulence and I thought I'm on the right track.
Yeah. It felt dark.
But Andrea is also like, I don't think they speak.
Yeah.
But Andrea is still sort of like perpetuating Alexis's story that she was like some kind of angel, even though she just admitted that she wanted to rob the house to get money for Oxy. That was another thing she said. So in the same breath, Alexis is lying and contradicting herself. Nick is just like, I was super jealous of everybody, but me and Orlando Bloom had the same body type. And it's a mess. Orlando Bloom's house.
I know. We see the footage, by the way. And also now the cops are starting to connect the dots because get this. This was shocking to me. Orlando Bloom and Audrina Partridge live in the same neighborhood. They live in the same jurisdiction.
Oh, great.
So like the cops are like.
The Orlando Bloom case came into the same division where Audrina Partridge's case was being handled. And the same type of items are being stolen. Now investigators had potential serial burglars. We call that an ongoing criminal enterprise. And it becomes more recognized and ultimately more serious.
They must be the same people, right?
Right. And now Nick is like, fuck yeah. He's loving every second of this. He calls himself sexy bandits. They were just a bunch of sexy bandits stealing shit.
They were what?
Sexy bandits.
Sexy bandits. So fucking sexy in that
sexy
Orlando
bandits.
Bloom scarf.
Like, please. So
sexy bandits.
That's what he said.
Say it's the
like,
sexy bandits.
It felt like we were sexy bandits. And I'm like, it's the wet bandits in Home Alone.
I know.
And then they were the sticky bandits in Home Alone.
And Bandit the cat and that the funniest moment of The Office.
Save Bandit. So the reality show gets picked up pretty wild. They're each paid $150,000 for the season. Each person.
That's a lot of fucking money. And like the thing about it is that it's happening. How many people pitched reality shows to be like the Kardashians at this moment? Probably thousands.
Right.
Theirs gets picked up by E! This could have been the ticket to the rest of their lives.
And now I have to say, I tracked it down to watch some of it.
Yeah.
As
did
research.
It air?
Yeah. Oh, okay. It aired on E! I think it was just one season.
Yeah, it seems like it.
It made me...
I don't know if you know what happens at the end of this, but it seems like...
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it was like a full season or I don't know. It's like 6-8 episodes. I don't know. It made me really uncomfortable to watch. Like, it's almost so inappropriate. It's just like Tess and Alexis doing the like, we're sexy sisters thing with men who are like 30 and they're like going on dates and it's all of them just like trying to be famous and they're like screaming and crying a lot. And Gabby just wants to go to school and her mom's like, oh, well, I guess we can talk about you actually going to high school. It made me uncomfortable.
And also in this moment, we get the mom joking about her daughter's drug addiction.
Yeah, my daughters are flying high.
Literally, she says, and she says it with a chuckle. The mom also says,
they were disappearing for a couple of days at a time, taking private jets with much older men. I didn't care because I had done the same things and it was fun and it was exciting for them and whatever.
The mom is fine not asking any questions.
Because that's what I did.
I mean.
And look at me now. And I'm like, where's that $1 million bill from your
I know.
Vision board?
Or that $30,000 cellulite machine that doesn't work.
Like, come on.
I know. And like, Alexis is telling us these crazy stories about getting invited to Kid Rock's house, and she's hanging out with some super famous unnamed actor in the bathroom. It's all so dangerous to me. No one has this kid's best interest in mind.
Right, and that's when Andrea's like, ah, yes, I remember it well. That was the time where my daughters were jet-setting with 30-year-old men, and that's exactly what I did. And that's when I was like, oh, this is like grooming behavior.
Yes, she doesn't care how they get there. She just wants to be rich and famous.
It's like...
she's willing to sacrifice her daughter to get that for
herself. It's grooming and it's trafficking.
Yes.
And I'm not going to budge on that.
Yeah.
With a $5 meal deal with new McValue, you pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal, $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
So this is where Alexis decides she wants to stop robbing.
She's over it.
I mean, she's got a fucking reality show on E! You can't keep robbing Orlando Bloom's house.
Well, yes, obviously. That's the reason why. She's not like over it.
No.
Unfortunately, she can't continue.
You're in a little too deep, Alexis.
Right. So Lindsay Lohan is there one last hurrah.
That's just for Rachel and Nick.
And, yeah.
Right? Yeah.
So Nick is like, I need to keep robbing because it's all I have.
Well, he's
it's
also
my personality
like,
now.
He's like, I've built this fake life. People think I just have this kind of money. If I stop robbing Paris, where am I going to get the money for the
I'd
Bentley?
I'd have to get a job. So Nick and Rachel are like, let's one last hurrah. Let's rob Lindsay Lohan's house.
I like to rob Lindsay Lohan. Then she was the most famous person in the world.
And the reason is
she was badass. And what Rachel and I were doing was badass. So on some level, I kind of wanted to emulate that.
They see themselves in Lindsay. Let's rob her. We're exactly the same.
And to just think that you can just do that. I think I'm going to rob Lindsay Lohan and I'm going to do it.
Right. Because once again, they just get her address online.
Yep.
Then now they know about cameras.
Yep.
So they start like wearing shirts and scarves over their heads.
But they get in. Like they get in through Lindsay's unlocked gate. I don't get it.
They go in through a window and unlock the door from the inside.
Unbelievable.
There was stuff everywhere. They were like, she was not as organized as your Rachel Bilsons or your is it Bilson?
Patrages.
Bilson. I think I'm saying Bilson. It's Bilson.
Bilson. Yes.
Bilson.
And we see the footage. We see the footage from inside Lindsay Lohan's house.
And the cops are like, oh, this is exactly the same stupid scarf that was worn at Audrina's house.
It's Orlando Bloom's blue scarf.
Like, so they're like, this is all done by the same people.
Yes.
And I'm like, that's cool. Why doesn't anyone have an alarm?
Or a security guard.
Or security.
I can't believe it.
I don't understand.
I've been to one famous person's house. They have a wing of security.
Like, but also, like, my parents have security.
Uh-huh.
Like, and not,
but not like
but
people
they have, like,
who
an alarm system. You know how many people have fucking Simply Safe?
I know.
I know Simply Safe wasn't around then.
Yeah.
But, like,
yeah.
Come on.
No, it is wild that they don't have an alarm.
My parents do not have security. They have an alarm system.
Totally.
Let's get that clear.
Yeah, it is absolutely wild. Anyway, the next day, it's all over the news.
Yeah, and Nick takes everything he has that he stole and puts it into his grandmother's storage facility.
You know what? Smart, Nick. Like, you're a fucking monster, but, like, smart.
Then suddenly, Alexis tells us that Alexis and Tess called the cops and said, we know the guy in the footage. We can tell you everything.
In the Lindsay Lohan footage. And, like, this doesn't make any sense. Does she not remember that she was with him at Orlando's?
She says, at Orlando's, she says,
my heart has always wanted to tell the truth. I've always carried around guilt for what I did. So Tess and I made a call to the Hollywood Police Department and we named Nick.
Because I felt guilty.
Yes.
I just wanted to come clean. Now cut to Gabby, DNA sister Gabby.
Yeah.
She's like, I was not consulted. that was stupid. And I would have told them not to do it. And she goes, they're telling on themselves. Like they're actually telling on themselves. So that's the end of episode two.
Oh my God. This is a wild story.
Start of episode three, fame and misfortune. Who cares?
I loved this documentary. I was so into it.
Good. So Detective Greg is like, yes, a concerned citizen told us the names. It was Alexis. Nick is arrested.
Well, wait. We got episode 3 opens with like 4 years in the future. It's the opening of the Bling Ring movie.
Oh, right.
Paris Hilton is on the red carpet because she's in the movie.
And it's her house.
And she let them use their house.
Right.
The whole, and I gotta tell you, watching Paris Hilton pose on a red carpet, she basically does a back bend.
Yeah.
How does she stay upright? How does she not fall over?
And she's like, I think it was really, yeah, it's my house. it was an honor.
And she's like, we have to do better. Why are we all upset? That's the celebrity like, culture. Totally. It's crazy. It's wild. And like Emma Watson plays Alexis, and the whole thing about the movie.
I want to rob.
Oh my
you
God.
You have to watch that scene with the cigarette.
But the whole thing about the movie is that they make it look like Alexis was the ringleader.
Right.
And fucking.
The bling ringleader.
Right. And Nick is furious. He wants all the credit for all the fucking illegal shit they did.
So Nick is arrested because Alexis placed a phone call, a well-timed phone call, and he's taken down to the Hollywood police station. I'm like, you can't write this shit.
You cannot write it.
The Hollywood
police station. I want to take a tour of the Hollywood police station.
So it's like a regular police
station. But I just like want to know like who's been where. You know what I mean?
Oh, wow. I feel like it's anticlimactic, but you have fun.
Thank you so much. I'll be in LA in February.
Okay, great. So he's being questioned about the Lindsay robbery.
Uh-huh.
And he learns that he can go to prison for 6 to 8 years.
Oh, my God.
But like, we meet these amazing women, the district attorneys, Sarika and Christine.
They think this is all so ridiculous.
They're not here for anyone's shit. Especially Nick and Alexis isn't anyone else's.
Yeah.
But they're like, as much as we hate this, like, we need more evidence here.
Yeah.
Because, like, any good lawyer could argue their way out of the footage. It's not maybe the best footage. Like, shit.
And because he sent all the shit that he stole into a storage facility, they didn't find anything at the house.
Right.
Not to mention, Nick also called, like, Rachel and Alexis and was like, get rid of all your shit. I'm being arrested. I'm not going to say anything, but like, just get rid of your shit.
And they also need to prove that they were breaking it. They weren't just breaking into like be around a celebrity's house.
Right.
They were
yeah.
breaking in with the intent to steal. Mm-hmm. Right. And so Nick is the key to all that.
Yes.
And Nick is out on bail and his parents get him a lawyer that they know is very good at their job. Nick takes one look at him, describes him as, quote, an old geezer with a pot belly. He doesn't want him repping
Nick,
him.
Nick, I can hear you. All right. I can hear you.
Even if he's the best lawyer in town.
Yeah.
Nick fires him. Fires him.
Literally, and I think he's acknowledging that he is the best lawyer in town, but Nick wants like a fucking hottie. That he says as much.
Right, so he hires this guy, Sean.
Yeah.
So Sean, you know, was in a nice tailored suit, talked up a good game. You could tell he worked out, nice jawline, flashy, had his Porsche. He fit the image that I wanted. And so I told my parents, I know you guys have somebody for me, but I think I know what's best for me. And they let me make my own choice as who I wanted to defend me.
Nick, sweetheart, we got to focus here. Prison. Well, let me tell you, this, quote, good-looking lawyer is a dummy. Because I don't care that he had a Porsche, Nick.
Yes, I know.
He says to Nick, and he goes, look. And the lawyer's here defending his actions
He's
and his
sitting
ideas.
Sitting for the interview.
Sean says to Nick, if you're willing to come 100% clean, I could probably get you immunity.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen it happen before because there are other people involved. Like, I really think if you just tell the truth, I can get you off scot-free.
And he goes for it.
Because Nick says that Sean made an immunity deal.
Yes. To be clear, Nick agrees to come down to Sean's office where he meets with all of the DAs and all of the cops, throws all of his friends immediately under the bus.
Right. He's ratting everyone out to save himself.
Yes.
Because he thinks I get off scot-free. I don't
yes.
care. Totally
he hasn't worth it. Seen this immunity deal. No one's had him sign anything. No one signed anything for him. It's all just been told to Nick.
And then some.
Yeah.
He's telling the cops about things they didn't even know about.
Oh my God. They're like, we didn't even know you robbed Orlando.
As they're writing it down, right? He connected so many dots for them. He gave them everything they needed and more. They wouldn't have a case without Nick. He blew the thing wide fucking open.
Totally.
Now, the lawyers for the state, these ladies we love, they're like, yeah, this is weird. Because normally, a lawyer would wait and see what the cops have before their clients start talking.
Yes.
And we'll get back to that in a minute because now we're back to the stupid reality show.
Yeah. So once again, we keep coming back to this reality show and we keep being told the same information. Once again, it's three girls being homeschooled by the mom trying to make it in Hollywood. Alexis tells us that day one of shooting this reality show was a total mess. This made me so mad because I understand that Alexis is suffering from addiction, but like you got the thing you wanted.
Yeah.
You got the reality show. All you gotta do, like, I don't think the Kardashians just like roll out of bed and decide to be like, it's work. It's work. Even if they're terrible people, it's a fucking job and they show up for it, right? So Alexis is telling us
day one of filming was a mess. We went out clubbing. The night was messy and we had been partying really late. And so I rolled into the house around 3 to 4 in the morning, popped a Xanax, thinking, you know, we're going to have to be up for makeup at 7.
Comes home, takes a Xanax at 4, knowing she's got to be up for this thing at 7.
Yes.
How on earth are you going to be able to do good work like that?
It's day 2 of filming. Everyone's hammered or hungover or both.
Yes, yes.
And so production shows up at 7 a.m.
Yes.
That's when the cops come knocking on the door, too, with a search warrant.
Because remember, Nick yesterday was at the police station throwing all of his friends under the
right.
bus.
Now, Andrea, of course, is like, but our reality show. She's right. upset that the take is being ruined.
Yeah. This is kind of wild because those garbage producers are back and they're kind of like, we didn't know what the show was going to be. It wasn't very good. Suddenly, the cops are here
right.
arresting everybody and now we got a show.
That's a show.
That's a show.
That's a show. So the cops, like, they have the warrant. They find stuff from Rachel Bilson's house. They haul Alexis and tested
like
for questioning.
Sleeping in Rachel Bilson's nightgown.
Like, you know what I mean? Clutching her Louis Vuitton bag.
It says Bilson on the front of it.
Right. Property of RB. So Alexis is being questioned. She caves in 2 seconds
yes.
after she hears that Nick ratted her out. So then she talks as much as she can remember, so she says.
Uh-huh.
And now they're all getting arrested. Nick reads on TMZ. Now, Nick is home sitting pretty with his immunity deal, right?
Or so he thinks.
Cruising TMZ, Perez Hilton, all those stupid websites. Nick reads on TMZ that Nick himself
yes.
is getting charged. He goes, what the fuck is going on? What
yeah,
about
yeah,
that
yeah,
immunity
yeah.
deal?
Sean basically said, well, you know, this is kind of procedure. You will get immunity. I said, well, can I get a copy of, you know, the agreement for the immunity? And he said, quote, oh, I don't have that. I shook Detective Goodkin's hand, and I trust him for his word.
Turns out, hottie Sean, dummy idiot, dummy.
The attorney that he hired when he fired the old guy with the potbelly.
Who he acknowledged, the guy, whatever, old geezer, whatever he called
right.
him, was the best lawyer in town.
Town,
the best guy for the gig, fired him immediately
yeah.
for this guy. The immunity deal never existed. It was
no.
a figment of everyone's imagination.
Yes.
Now, Sean, the lawyer, is here to our faces defending this decision. He goes, well, it was a verbal agreement.
He's like, well, look, I didn't think I needed anything in writing.
You're a lawyer! Get it in writing!
No,
isn't that day one of law school? Get it in writing 101, and it's 2 semesters of how you get everything in writing.
We know that cops are allowed to lie. The DA is here being like, we would never, after as much as we know about how involved Nick was,
yeah.
it wouldn't be justice to give him immunity. We never, ever
no.
would have done that. So I think the cops legitimately told Sean, the lawyer, we're going to give him immunity.
Probably.
Didn't write anything down. They knew they didn't have to. They knew they could lie. This was the plan the whole time.
You know who wouldn't do this to you, Nick? The old geezer, your
the
words. He's probably, and honestly, to be fair, he's probably just a middle-aged guy who's
totally.
Very good at his job, but he doesn't drive a Mercedes. You know what? He's a very smart, capable guy in a Toyota.
His name is Dan.
Yeah.
He's married to a woman named Jackie.
Yeah.
You know
Dan's
what I mean?
A Toyota.
Yeah.
What of it?
Loves the Olive
What's
Garden.
What's so wrong about that?
Right.
Well, wait.
Whoa.
As long as you don't call the Olive Garden Italian food,
okay.
it's just a restaurant.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Then that's okay.
Do you have strong feelings on the Red Lobster?
You know what I love? A good salad bar.
Great.
What was the other one? Oh, Sizzler. Sizzler
yeah,
had a
yeah,
good
yeah.
salad
What's
bar.
What's the one with the Bloomin' Onion?
Oh, that's like Boulder Creek?
No, no, no. It's Outback.
Outback and Boulder Creek are like the same thing.
Oh my God. Anyway.
It's getting late.
Yeah, okay.
Stomach is a growling.
I know.
Aaron, you might hear it in the mic. Because there's been a couple gurgles in this recording so far.
Why do we record so late?
I don't know. There's like sushi waiting for me at home.
Oh my
I can't
God,
handle
so
it.
I'm so hungry.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Basically, Nick is like, I'm fucked. There's no immunity deal.
Right. So now Alexis has become the face of the bling ring, right? Like,
yes.
she, because she has the reality show, the cameras are already there. They actually, the arrest scene that you see on the reality show.
The producers decided they were going to have to shoot that arrest scene. So we fabricated it.
Having staged that when I hadn't even had any time to process what was going on, it was pretty traumatic. The whole thing was pretty traumatic.
Alexis is like, that was so fucking traumatizing to do. And the mother doesn't care.
Doesn't care.
Anything for the shot. Remember how you just wanted to do real acting, Amanda? You didn't even want to do the reality TV show?
Give me a break.
So the cops are now trying to work the case. And it turns out it's all laid out on social media for them.
Once they know all the names of the people involved, they go to their Facebook profile. They're like, that's Orlando Bloom's hat.
Right.
That's Orlando Bloom's watch.
Because they're literally posting it on MySpace.
Exactly.
And like, right. Here I am with Orlando Bloom's hat. Here's Rachel's purse.
Totally.
Here's Paris's $500 or whatever. They're posting it and tagging each other in it. The cops are like, this is great. This social media thing's going to be great for us moving forward.
And I will say that they're like, these idiots, like, it was early on in the social media game, so people like didn't even know what they were doing. But
right.
My God, how stupid do you have to be?
Right. So Pretty Wild gets the green light because of course it does.
I mean, it gets the green light because now it's a whole season of this girl getting arrested and like fighting for her life.
Now, Susan and Jeff are Alexis's lawyers.
Oh my God.
Susan hates the reality show.
And Jeff is trash. He's like, All I wanted to do, he calls himself ambitious.
No, bullshit.
And he's like, I just wanted to be on TV.
And Susan, who's like gritting her teeth, she has like fingernail, like she's like clenched everything. And she's like, it was not my preference that we move forward with the reality show. As she's glaring at Jeff.
But Jeff is like fully participating. Then the DA tells us,
her having a reality show, it reminded me of what I believed, which is they're doing this just to be seen and just to be relevant. What I watched made me think that, you know, I don't think they're ever going to take this seriously. And there was a media request to mic up the courtroom for the preliminary hearing, which is unusual.
They go, that was unusual.
Right.
And I just want to say, that makes her look bad.
It does.
Like, the DA says over and over and over again, all we believed about her was that she wanted to be famous any which way she could go. Like, she's going to go to prison, and rather than looking like a model person who made a mistake and feeling sorry, she wants it mic'd up so the reality TV cameras can get her in court.
Right. And now we have to talk about Vanity Fair.
Oh,
because the lawyers, Alexis's lawyers, want to change the narrative.
Yes.
So they suggest that she agree to this profile by Nancy Jo Sales in Vanity Fair.
And again, the DAs are like, the idea that her attorney would let her comment on a case that is currently being adjudicated makes no sense. Because they're like, anything could slip out that we could use. She could say anything that we could use against her. No good attorney would allow this.
The interview goes probably as terribly as it could possibly
go. But, like, Alexis has no idea. She thinks it goes great.
And we see her being interviewed on the reality show.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Yes.
The interview is bad. She's like, I'm just a normal kid with my Louboutins. I'm so normal. As she's, like, choking down the bile because that word normal. So triggering. She's like, I'm super normal.
Yeah.
With my Louboutins. Don't worry about it. So Alexis thinks it's her shot at redemption.
Yeah, and she's also going to get to be in the magazine that all of her idols that she stole from are also in. I'm one of them now, she's thinking.
Now, everyone pull over because this is truly insane.
This is so wild.
And this is why I searched out the show, because I wanted to see the scene in its entirety.
Did you watch it?
May I walk you through it?
Please.
So we see a little bit of it in the doc, but like, if you can find the clip... Alexis is reading the article, which is like a hit job.
Yes.
It's called the Suspect Wore Louboutins.
And she thinks it's going to be a puff piece about how great she is.
It's going to change her image.
Yes.
No. She's reading the article and throwing a tantrum for the ages. Like, she's throwing an absolute fit.
For the ages.
She said I was wearing 6-inch Louboutins to court with my tweed outfit. I wasn't wearing Louboutins. I was wearing little brown kid heels. Bitch.
I wasn't wearing Louboutins. I was wearing fucking kid heels. You like that. Screaming. Like, screaming. The producers are loving it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They suggest, why don't you call Nancy Jo Sales?
Oh, my God. Oh, like, my. The
very,
writer of the article.
Very Kris Jenner. Like, what if you just called Taylor up?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
What if you just called... So, well, she tries to call Nancy Jo Sales.
She gets the voicemail.
Because, you want to talk about all hell breaking loose? Alexis tries to leave a voicemail for Nancy Jo Sales.
She's crying. She's yelling.
And at first, she's like, Nancy Jo, I think it's very upsetting. She's really trying to control herself,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Now, as she's leaving a message, her stupid fucking mother keeps interrupting and screaming into the phone, yelling at Nancy Jo Sales. And every single time this happens, Alexis gets madder and louder because she has to hang up and start again.
Wait, she's hanging up and calling back?
Because every time her mother interrupts the voicemail, she has to start over. So it gets to the point where Alexis, like, I'm like, her throat must be killing her.
I know.
Where she's like,
I'm calling to let you know how disappointed I am.
You
and this
lied.
Place, you stopped.
You lied.
Stop it.
Show it.
Stop it,
you
Mom.
You lied.
Stop. Damn it. Every time you yell, I have to re-record it.
God damn it. Shut the fuck up. God damn it. Screaming.
Oh my God.
Screaming. And the mother, and you, like, then you're screaming. Because you're like, Andrea, shut the fuck up. Like, you're ruining everything. Like, what is wrong with you? And then the other sisters are screaming. And I mean, the screaming. And the fucking Kenny Hills and blah, blah, blah. It's mostly about the shoes, to be honest. God. Most of the screaming is about what shoes she was wearing.
Oh my God.
And like, you feel insane watching it.
It's true.
It is so...
And so you watch the whole thing. In the doc, I just watched like the 8 seconds of it, and it is out of control.
And it gets...
All hell has broken
because
loose.
Because it starts... She feels like she's playing the, like, why did you do that to me?
Yeah.
And then because of her stupid fucking mother interrupting her, and it's like, can't you just listen to your daughter? Like,
I know.
She's asked you 15 times to stop. And then the mother's like, Nancy, trying to lean into the phone. And Alexis, it's like, she's going to rip her face off. She's so mad. And it's like, I know. I've never seen anything like it.
It really
God damn it. Just like, oh
no! It's,
my God!
It's wild.
Never in my life.
It's absolutely
never,
wild.
Never, never.
Oh my God! So now, after that whole scene, we're back with Nick. Nick, who's now
he's mad at everybody.
He's mad at everyone. He's especially mad at Alexis because now he knows he didn't make the cut for the reality show.
Right, and Alexis is now the face of it.
Exactly. So now Nick is out in the world calling the paparazzi on himself.
There were some times when I was out and I would call my contact at TMZ and have them take photos of me. One time, the paparazzi followed me, and I was wearing Orlando Bloom's hat and his sunglasses.
Wearing Orlando Bloom's scarf. He's wearing the items.
I know.
Anything to get the shot, right?
I know.
But now, Nick and his lawyer are getting in fights because Sean is saying you shouldn't do these. So Nick eventually fires Sean.
Sean, the lawyer that he hired after he fired the guy with the pot belly who was actually really good at the job.
Right. And in very bad news, Alexis has now moved on to heroin because she seriously cannot face her life. Her mother is a nightmare. She has the cameras in her face. She's dealing with this like horrible thing she did. It's really, really bad.
Yes.
And they were exploiting her and her mother was exploiting her.
And what's also, this is also awful too because the producers are pretending to not know that she was on drugs, which would be impossible.
It's impossible
for them. These producers are fucking they're laughing at her addiction issues. They're laughing at the whole thing. They're saying, like, that scene where she's on the phone and then the mom's trying to scream into the phone. They are laughing at
they're
what
laughing
great reality TV that was.
Yeah. Weren't we just laughing?
Yeah, but like,
or were you laughing at me?
I was mostly laughing at
okay,
you,
good.
And like, we didn't make that show. And I think if I were a producer on that show, I would have the human decency to be like, this girl is really fucking.
She's
we gotta
going
stop.
Through it. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So the trial starts, and it turns out Orlando Bloom's going to testify. Now, immediately everyone's like, okay, we can't go to trial because no one's going to not believe Orlando Bloom. Also, you did this.
Yeah.
But like, if we're going to go for like sympathy votes,
yeah.
Angelic looking, elvish, pirate Orlando Bloom wins every time.
Yeah.
Wins every time.
Yeah.
Shooting fish in a barrel.
Totally.
With Orlando.
Oh my God, they stole $550,000 from Orlando Bloom.
Nick is wearing Orlando's scarf and calling TMZ on himself.
Know.
You know, when I said, I think it was in the first episode where I was like, just to have that confidence for one day.
Uh-huh.
No, I don't want it because it's not confidence, it's delusion.
It's complete delusion.
I don't want that.
No.
I'm happy being my crazy
Fuck
self.
Fuck that. 100%. God
love
you. I'd rather
be my crazy weirdo self than anyone here, and that includes Orlando Bloom.
100%.
I want my career the way it is.
Yeah. I'd take the Bloom career.
I'd hang out with Orlando.
For sure.
And Rachel, the good Rachel, you know.
But we just, like, ultimately we learn.
We were offered a plea deal. It was 6 months in the Linwood Correctional Facility.
Today, Alexis entered a no contest plea to one count of residential burglary and accepted some county jail time in order to avoid trial.
Alexis is offered a plea deal. Ultimately, she spends 90 days in prison, 3 years probation, restitution, which I was like, how are you going to pay back the $500,000 you stole from Orlando?
Yeah, I don't know. Get a job.
Exactly.
I'm sorry. Like, I don't mean to sound like a boomer, but like a lot of this can be solved if you just got a job.
Yeah. And you know, and Alexis says by the time she went to prison, she had nothing. The TV show was over. Her addiction was raging. And she says she just wanted to die.
At one point, Marcus, Nick's new lawyer, looks at us in total disbelief. He goes, it is wild. People in LA believe their own bullshit.
I know.
To which I say, Marcus, I got news for you. It's not just LA. It's worldwide.
Also, we're introduced to Marcus, the new attorney, and I like him a lot. But I also love that they add a lower third that he's also now an inventor.
Oh, good for him.
I don't know what he made, but he's an inventor now.
He can't believe that people believe their own bullshit. Marcus, do I have news for you?
I know. So Nick now is potentially facing over 50 years. Once again, he's totally willing to testify against everybody.
Right. Now, but meanwhile, now this is where it all falls apart. The Bling Ring movie is already being made before they go to trial, before anything, right?
Yes.
So before the case is closed, one of the investigating officers is working as a paid consultant. He got himself a little part arresting Emma Watson as Alexis. This ruined everything. They couldn't go to trial. So one of the DAs is like, we had to fucking give the case away.
Yeah. So basically everybody else gets like 3 years of probation and time served. And that's it.
And also, but it ends with like Alexis, who I know is going through it. And I'm not talking about her substance use disorder. I know she's going through it. It looks like she's on the right track now.
Yeah,
she has a family.
Kids. Yeah.
That's great. But Alexis is sitting here, and I thought she was going to be honest with us, but she's talking about like
what drove us was in part this societal pressure to be a certain way.
She's talking about like the societal pressure and like that's what drove them to rob Orlando Bloom's house. And I don't buy it. Like
same.
If you were a normie, maybe I could see how like, wow, like just getting wrapped up in the internet and TMZ. But you were rich kids who didn't even have to go to school.
Right.
Like you were partying, you had everything. Like that's not what this was. You were bored and you were sad.
Yeah.
And just say I was sad and I was depressed and I needed to get out of the house and I needed something, but don't blame it on society.
And also, like it is also okay to say like I was suffering from addiction and I needed money to buy drugs.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You were sad and you were bored and you were lonely and it was like something to do because your life was sort of empty, Alexis.
And the problem here too is that the culture is fucked up.
We
should be like we should be dealing with that, but we don't need Alexis and Paris Hilton fucking telling us about
it. No, and don't co-opt something that's very real that is making kids suicidal because they can't keep up with this imagery, the Kardashians, that now they're doing and making these impossible standards.
But also Paris is part of the problem and she's here telling us that we got to look at the culture figure out why we're also celebrity obsessed.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Stop.
So in the end, we learned that Nick now has some online business with his husband.
Okay.
Alexis has been sober for 11 years. She helps other people get sober and that fucking mother is a life coach.
Oh, of course she is.
She's a life coach.
I am opulence. No, you're not.
No.
You're like the actual opposite of opulence.
Oh my God, girl, we did the Bling Ring.
The Bling Ring.
Look, this was a wild ride.
Wild. I told you it would be.
I hope that Alexis is not speaking to her mom.
And I hope that she's like still forging that path.
Uh-huh.
And she's still in recovery and she's doing the right thing. You
know,
Me too.
She seems like she's in a good space.
I always hate hearing about when people fall into that world because it's so, the world of heroin and opioids and everything, because it is so terrible and so hard to get out of.
Yeah.
So I really do hope that like all of this is behind her.
Yeah.
But also like don't blame it on society. Don't blame like you wanting to rob Orlando's house. Now it's Orlando. One first day basis on society. Society has plenty of problems, but you are sad and bored.
Yeah, fam, join us on the Patreon. Come get your laugh on. Over 350 full ad-free bonus apps to download and binge right this freaking second.
Right this freaking minute.
Come to Obsessed Fest year 2.
Yeah.
Get your tickets at obsessedfest.com.
Do it.
What are we doing next, girl?
We are doing, we are doing Who Killed Jam Master Jay on Netflix about Jam Master Jay from Run DMC.
I know nothing about this.
It's pretty crazy. It was like it really hit the hip-hop community very hard. I know, I'm sure you're laughing, but I grew up with Run DMC, so...
Why would I laugh about somebody being murdered?
No, that I said that it was like a hit on the hip-hop community.
Oh,
that
no.
But I grew up with Run DMC and Queens and the whole thing, and like the loss of Jam Master Jay, which is like still kind of a mystery, was like really big on the hip-hop community.
Wow.
It was a pretty tragic thing and whatever. So, yeah, Who Killed Jam Master Jay?
All right,
next on Netflix.
Stay tuned for the trailer for that. Our, I'm sure, ridiculous outtake. So maybe every last minute of it stayed in.
Maybe these are two 1.5-hour episodes.
Totally.
Who knows? You've asked for it before. We might just give it to you.
All right, we love you, fam.
All right, we love you.
Bye.
Bye.
We are live in Jamaica, Queens tonight. 37-year-old Jam Master Jay was gunned down.
One or two men were buzzed into Jam Master Jay's studio.
Jam Master Jay shot and killed.
Whoever was in the studio at the time, they are the only five that know who killed my brother.
The witnesses were scared.
Nobody says nothing.
Either they scared or they hide something.
It's a lot of mystery.
We had 50, 60 different tips.
Hypothetical.
The security cameras had been tampered with. The police didn't seem to have any substantial evidence.
Night of Jay's murder, Jay had a gun on him.
People feel like it's an inside job coming from the hood.
You know the person that did it.
Something had to change. We wasn't just gonna leave it as it's another unsolved hip-hop crime.
So what happens in this book, Go Ask Alice, is it's supposed to be like a diary of like a real teenage girl who gets like trapped in the world of drugs
and
in
dies.
1971 and dies.
It's like a found diary later. It's not real.
It's not real.
Yeah.
But the story is she goes and smokes weed once and the next day she's doing heroin and, quote, addicted to LSD.
I'm telling you, that's what I believe would happen to me.
Well, Oxy is very different.
Yes.
But Alexis says this thing.
You're an animal. You're an animal.
In a good way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Give me these.
Animals are great. We love animals here. We are an animal-friendly podcast. I miss Fiona.
It just became cats. We just literally turned into the bus and truck.
As I'm saying, I miss Fiona. Here, ears. Ears up.